Welcome to episode 487 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. James 4 verses 1 to 4. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Even among Christians, there is strife and tension. And why? Because we are not fully converted. We are hanging on to the things of the world. We cannot get close to God while we are embracing the world. In response to secularism, James provides an alternative in chapter 4 of his epistle, verses 7 to 10. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. James's letter contains many imperatives, commands, but this passage is especially direct. 10 terse, tight statements about the actions and attitudes that please our holy God. Within these four verses are 10 orders, each of which fits into one of two categories. 1. Understanding who God is, and 2. Understanding who we are outside of the saving arms of God.
Today's top 10 list.
10 guidelines for getting close to God.
Number 1.
Submit yourselves to God. To submit is a military term, meaning to place yourself under the authority of another, just as a soldier becomes subordinate to his commanding officer. That soldier trusts his commander with his life and knows that his very survival depends on immediate, unquestioning obedience. Is that how we obey God? Are we submitted to him? Or do we have our own ideas about how to do things?
Number 2.
Withstand the devil and he will flee from you. Take a stand against the evil one. Resist his advances. How? Ephesians 6 verse 11 tells us, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand. Read on in Ephesians 6 to see what the armor of God is. Truth, righteousness, the gospel of peace, faith, salvation, the word of God, prayer. Have we fortified ourselves with the protective armor of God so that we can move out fearlessly against the devil? Do we understand that when we resist him, he will run? Are we prepared to take our stand in the power of the Holy Spirit?
Number 3.
Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. For most Christians, day after day goes by without any real effort to draw near to God. We talk a good game, but we don't walk our talk. Then we wonder why he seems far away. Have we made it a priority today to draw near to God? How? Is he waiting for you, for me, to make the first move?
Number 4.
Cleanse your hands, sinners. We were sinners, filthy in the sickening stench of sin. Then he offered to pour over us his righteousness. We accepted, stepped into the waters of baptism, had our sin washed away, and the Spirit came to dwell within our temple. But we still catch ourselves dabbling in the filth, though sin no longer belongs in our lives. What do we need to let go of if we are to be wholly his? Are our hands stained with remnants of a life left behind? Maybe we need to cry out to God as David did in Psalm 51 verses 1 to 2. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion. Blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin.
Number 5.
Purify your hearts, double-minded. To purify a substance is to remove all contaminants and bring it to a single, unalloyed state. To have a pure heart, then, is to refuse to be contaminated by any other desire or loyalty. The word double-minded, or two-souled, is also used in James 1 verse 8 of an unstable man whose doubts keep him from receiving God's best. If we want to be close to God, are we willing to put aside anything that interferes with or contaminates our relationship with Him? Will you pursue a pure heart? Will I?
Number 6.
Grieve. Be distressed. Be afflicted with pain. Do we understand and feel the high cost of our sin? Do we comprehend what God paid to redeem us?
Number 7.
Mourn. Guideline number 6 was grieve. How does this differ from guideline number 7? Grief is the internal meaning given to the understanding of what we have done, how far from God's standard we are, the loss we have experienced by living for the world, the realization of the pain we have caused, and the understanding of what we will lose in the future if we persist in our sin. Mourning is when we take the grief we have on the inside and express it outside ourselves. Do we sorrow and ache over the fresh pain God feels every time we desire anything besides Him? Do we get that our choices have the power to cause Him agony?
Number 8.
Weep. If you've seen Middle Easterners in mourning, you know why part of the temple ruins in Jerusalem are called the Wailing Wall. Their expressions of grief are soulful, loud, and unabashed. With that picture in mind, have we wailed over our sins? Or do we casually brush past them? Have we sought God's forgiveness with weeping and received His mercy with tears?
Number 9.
Transform your laughter to mourning and your joy to dejection. There is nothing funny to God about sin, absolutely nothing. Sin killed His Son. So if you've giggled at obscenities or lapped up the latest movie's immorality, if you've gleefully participated in activity that would make you blush should He appear, transform now. Repent and change. The word for transform is the source of our word for metamorphosis, like the total transformation from a caterpillar to a butterfly. We need to transform our view of sin. It's no laughing matter. Do we see sin as the dark world sees it, or as our holy God sees it?
Number 10.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Do we understand the mess we would be had He not saved us? Are we humbly grateful, fully submitted? There, we're back to number 1, to His mercy and grace. Are we content to allow Him to lift us up? Or are we always trying to exalt ourselves? Father, give us the faith to be fully committed to You. And because of that faith, help us to submit ourselves to You, resist the devil, draw near to You, cleanse our hands and purify our hearts. Help us to grieve, mourn, and weep over our sins. Give us the power to repent and to humble ourselves before You. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.